This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I don't ever agree with this guy that you're going to hear from in just a second. After the first break, though, I've got Scott Adams coming on with me. He's the founder of Red State Talk Radio, and got his finger on the pulse of what's going on too in the political world. But the Michael Moore gave a speech about Trump, and sometimes he does some stuff that's a little demeaning. And at first I thought it was a joke, and I started listening to it, and I saw who he was talking to, and I saw the video, and I went, wow. You don't realize what a big deal this is, because there's still a lot of people who believe in Michael Moore, believe in what he has to say. But the things that he says, he hits. We'll play it through and then we'll talk about it. He hits this stuff right on. Although you know me, I won't be able to let it go. I'm going to have to say something. But he hits this right on the head as he's going along. And about the change that's needed in Washington, and frankly, the only guy who can bring this change is Donald Trump. Now, he's talking about the rich white guy that he always talks against. Take a listen.
It was an amazing thing to see. No politician, Republican or Democrat, had ever said anything like that to these executives. And it was music. Because I know a lot of people in Michigan that are planning to vote for Trump. And they're not, they don't necessarily like him that much. And they don't necessarily agree with him. They're not racist and rednecks. They're actually pretty decent people. And so I wanted to sort of, after talking to a number of them, I wanted to write this. And Donald Trump came to the Detroit Economic Club and stood there in front of the Ford Motor executives and said, if you close these factories, as you're planning to do in Detroit, and build them in Mexico, I'm going to put a 35% tariff on those cars when you send them back, and nobody's going to buy them. It was an amazing.
And when he said that, you had so many Republicans come out of their skin, so many rich, older, white Republicans just come out of their skin. Oh, you know what that means? That means, that's just going to be, it's going to cost more for the American consumer. It just means, the American consumer will go, oh, those are built out of this country, and I don't want to buy one. That's all it means. But they went the other way. They made it. They did exactly what the Dems do to us all the time. It was going to hurt us.
Thing to see. No politician, Republican or Democrat, had ever said anything like that to these executives. And it was music to the ears of people in Michigan and Ohio and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, the Brexit states. You live here in Ohio. You know what I'm talking about. Whether Trump means it or not, is kind of irrelevant because he's saying the things to people who are hurting. And it's why every beaten down, nameless, forgotten working stiff who used to be part of what was called the middle class loves Trump. He is the human Molotov cocktail that they've been waiting for. The human hand grenade.
Do you know how many, in middle class, whatever you want to call them, I don't care, but do you know how many people I talk with? Middle class, middle whatever, middle America people. That I talk with that will say to me, my vote doesn't count. It doesn't matter what I do. Joe, nothing's going to change. And that's so not true. You start local. You start with the smaller races. And you watch a change take place.
That they can legally throw into the system that stole their lives from them. And on November 8th, Election Day, although they lost their jobs, although they've been foreclosed on by the bank, next came the divorce, and now the wife and kids are gone, the car's been repoed, they haven't had a real vacation in years, they're stuck with the Obamacare bronze plan, where you can't even get a Percocet. They've essentially lost everything they had, except one thing. The one thing that doesn't cost them a cent and is guaranteed to them by the American Constitution, the right to vote. They might be penniless, they might be homeless, they might be sober and stuff. It doesn't matter because it's equalized on that day. A millionaire has the same number of votes as the person without a job. One. And there's more of the former middle class.
It's equalized on that
day. The millionaire class. A millionaire
on November 8th,
has the same number of votes. Will walk into the voting booth, be handed a ballot, close the curtain, and take that lever, or felt pen or touchscreen, and put a big f***ing X in the box by the name of the man who has threatened to upend and overturn the very system.
You got to admit, he's right on with all this. How could any, look at, I know some of you are like, I hate Michael Moore. No, Michael Moore, no, I can't listen to him. I won't this, I won't that. You can't play like that, people. He reaches people that you and I will never reach, we'll never get to. So, you know, my attitude is like, I'm going to take what he says here, I'm going to take the good parts of what he says here, and I'm going to use them. Why wouldn't I? Right? I mean, doesn't that make sense to you? I'll finish it up real quick.
That has ruined their lives, Donald J. Trump. They see that the elites who ruined their lives hate Trump. Corporate America hates Trump. Wall Street hates Trump. The career politicians hate Trump. The media hates Trump after they loved him and created him and now hate him. Thank you, media. The enemy of my enemy is who I'm voting for on November 8th. Yes, on November 8th, you, Joe Blow, Steve Blow, Bob Blow, Billy Blow, Billy Bob Blow, all the Blows get to go and blow up the whole damn system because it's your right.
That's right. It's your right. Get off your butt. Walk your neighborhood. Let's get this man elected. What do you think? Huh? Anybody with me? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Red State Talk Radio founder Scott Adams joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, do get involved in the conversation. I don't care if you're involved in mine or somebody else's, but the only way you're going to get informed is if you listen and you engage. You got to engage. Otherwise, you're just like a bump on the log. And, you know, I mean it. There's 3,000 other shows out there you could be listening to, but you're listening to mine, which for me tells me how high your IQ actually is. Let me bring in somebody who's also got a clue from Red State Talk Radio's general manager, Scott Adams, who also hosts his own show called The Scott Adams Show. Scott, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Always, sure. always a pleasure. Scott, tell people where they can catch your show, first of all, because I know once I get into it, I'll forget.
Right. That's redstatetalkradio.com, redstatetalkradio.com. We air every morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Scott Adams Show.
Cool. All right, Scott, one of the things I just played was Michael Moore's piece on talking about Trump and what have you. And I got to tell you that if he gave 100 speeches, I'd probably agree with, you know, a half of one of his speeches. But on this one here, pretty much with everything he said, I was right in tune and online with. If surrogates for Trump, if Trump himself would get out there on the podium and speak like this, he'd be up by 50 points, wouldn't he?
He would. Yeah. No, that's true. I mean, Trump land. I mean, Michael Moore. What a powerful vision. But you know what's interesting is he's been on both sides of the issue a lot.
Right.
And he was also that way with Julian Assange. He was the biggest Julian Assange fan known to man.
Yeah, until Julian start telling on the left, right?
Exactly.
And then it came a little different. Well, most people like that. If you're from my side, I'm all for you. I'm willing to fight for you. But the minute you switch sides, it's all over. I'm one of those guys who believes that right is right. Doesn't matter what side it falls on. Right is right, period. Agreed?
Well, that's what's resonating about Trump, is Trump just says it like it is. You know, everybody wants to critique everything that this man does. We see the media with 91% negative feedback on everything that Trump does, but really it isn't. Even when he gave his Gettysburg address, when he said, you know, he's going to sue the women, that was really a matter of necessity because of what the Hillary Clinton campaign was doing.
Right.
Pulling women out of the woodwork, and he had to basically say, look, I'm going to sue you if you come forward. And that will put a stop to it. And that's what he was attempting to do, because he knew that it was going to be a drip, 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 because he knew that the Hillary campaign had the media in their pocket. And we see that. You know, they don't even care. They didn't cover zero. They covered 0 minutes for the WikiLeaks. 0 minutes yesterday.
Yeah, Scott, don't you find it interesting that, let me see, Obama's been in office 8 years now. He was in the limelight for a few years before that. In a matter of a couple of months, we know, not every, but we know all the people that Trump might have touched somewhere, somehow, and in some way, and I still don't know who Mr. Obama dated in high school.
That's so true, you know, because we know that he covered up a lot of those old documents, especially Occidental,
yeah.
And I think he actually got into Columbia because he was a foreign student. I actually believe that Barack Obama was born in America, in Hawaii, but I also think that he played the system, and that when he was living in Indonesia, he had dual citizenship, and he gained more ground and more financial aid playing it out as a Barry Santoro foreign student.
Right.
And that just wouldn't fly well if you're running for president. So we don't know a lot about Barack Obama, and everybody knows just about everything about Donald Trump.
Well, we saw it with the candidates during the primary. What was it? We knew that Scott Walker had a boat that he was behind the payments on, and we got a list of everybody who had some issues, you know, high credit card debt and all that stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, first of all, if you've got high credit card debt, join the club. You've just fallen in line with about 85% of the American populace. So I don't know why they thought that was such a big deal. But still, again, can I please know who Obama dated, what kind of car he drove, and who can verify that he actually even went to high school somewhere in the country? And I'm not taking a stand on where he was born or not, but I'm saying it's amazing how their guy, they don't want to say anything bad about. It just floors me.
Now, the double standards are profound, especially when we find out recently with the Podesta email that Barack Obama lied when he said that he found out about Hillary's email server when the media broke the story.
Yeah.
And we know that's not true, right? Because Cheryl Mills said, we gotta clean this up in an email, that that she was not using state.gov.
Well, but do you really think this makes a difference to the hardcore Dems people on the left? Do you think they really care about this issue?
Well, no. Actually, it's Hillary that can actually shoot somebody down the middle of Fifth Avenue and get away with it. That's what it is. It wouldn't even get covered.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with our media today. But here's the good news. The good news for digital radio, the good news for a radio show like the Joe Mesino Real Side Show, is that people are leaving Megyn Kelly and people are leaving George Stephanopoulos in droves. They're leaving the mainstream media in droves. And where are they going? Drudge Report. They're going online. They're going to social media. They're going to the real side. They're going to Joe Messina to get the truth. That's what they're doing.
Well, I believe you're right. I think, you know, it's funny. It's I work on campaigns with people. One of the things I run into is that when you're doing, you kind of parse out. If you're going for the young people, you go with emails, tweets, and you know, digital data type of stuff. When you're going with the older folks, and when I say older folks, I'm talking, you know, 45, 50 and above, you still tend to send out mailers. You still tend to reach out to people that way. Really, you know, it's why that we do what we do. You know, you're on terrestrial, you're on digital, you got to be everywhere or people can't find you. But I believe you're right. I also hope you're right. I hope you're right that we can reach people, whether it's online or what have you. I think conservative talk show hosts have been screaming the sky is falling for so long. I don't know if people are shaken by our message. What do you tell me? You manage more shows. You tell me what you think.
Well, I actually think that what we're seeing in the polls is not reflective of what's happening. I think it's not a conspiracy, okay? It's not a conspiracy. Not all pollsters are out to get Trump. What it is that the pollsters really are using 2012 data, and so many things have changed. We operate out of Philadelphia, so we're in Pennsylvania. There's 100,000 registered voters shift from Democrat to Republican in Pennsylvania. But furthermore, we're going to talk about this a little later, that Philadelphia is 65% minority. Well, Trump is actually resonating like in record highs with the black community. Since 1960, there hasn't been more resonation with Donald Trump than any other Republican candidate. And we're going to get into that a little bit more. I think we are.
Yep.
You know, that's a very important voter block right there. But what we're seeing is so many sets of new data that the pollsters really can't set their data points right.
Let's pick up on that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side of Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Scott Adams joins me, host of The Scott Adams Show. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, or you can easily just hop up on, I guess if you're a Facebook freak, head up to Facebook. There's a I'm old school. I'd call it a chat room, but I guess they're calling it a feed now. A feed was something I had at dinner time, so I don't know. Again, like I said, I'm an old guy. What can I tell you? Red State Talk Radio General Manager joins me, Scott Adams, also host of the Scott Adams Show. Again, Scott, thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So let's get, you know, we were talking about you're close to the Philly area and how Philly's got about 65% minority, and Trump is doing well with the minorities, which I think is amazing, but I still don't trust the Dems. I don't trust. We'll get into voter fraud in a second. But let's talk a little bit about getting into the minorities or how Trump is working with the minorities.
Well, I think that Pennsylvania is a very important state. It's probably one of the most important states. Philadelphia happens to be probably the most important city in this election. And I say that because there's so many dynamics in play. It has such a strong impact on the state election. And Philadelphia, we have 850,000 registered Democrats. We have 119,000 registered Republicans. We have 115,000 registered independents. The independents are going to Trump in droves. They're going big time to Trump. But what we have in Philadelphia, it's a strong union labor town, a middle class, blue collar kind of city. It's not international. It's very, you know, provincial. And there's so much union in here. We have SEIU unions, and all these unions support Hillary. But if you were to go to their websites, these union websites, you would see that the union workers are pushing for Trump in droves. And yeah, Here's the kicker. When you walk by these sites, and when we talk about Philly, we talk about South Philly, the Italians, Northeast Philly, the blue-collar workers. And these guys wearing the hard hats have Trump stickers on their helmet. If you go to Gino's Steaks or Pat's Steaks, they got Make America Great Again stickers in the kitchen. And it's all over the place. We have a big billboard that we could see from our studios, and it says Trump. That's all it is. A blue sign with white letters, Trump. And it's a big digital billboard. And I'm telling you, what's happening is we have a thing called Marcellus Shale. And it's shale in the center part of the state. We have something called coal, clean coal, and fracking in the southwest corner of the state. which also represents also the southeast corner of Ohio and part of Kentucky. And when you look at that region where, you know, Hillary said, we're going to put coal out of business, they didn't like that, none too much, West Virginia as well. So Pennsylvania is the state that had 100,000 Democrats shift to Republican. And we know this because we actually do the mailing for the Philadelphia GOP. We actually work the precincts on Election Day.
Wow.
We're good for you. And so that's why I know these numbers. But I'm telling you that what's happening in Pennsylvania is not resonating in the polls. And the reason why is because we have shadow voters.
Sure.
We have first-time voters.
I agree.
And this is what's happening in Pennsylvania. So I think that he needs to win Florida and Ohio. He needs to win North Carolina, but if he doesn't, Pennsylvania is going to be there to help him.
But, Scott, you know, I tell people all the time, see, you've helped run campaigns or work campaigns, and I say to people, look, we have 80 walkers out on the weekends here in my area. We have 200, I live in an area where there's 250,000 registered voters. They bust hump all weekend long, and they trickle during the week, and they hit about 12 to 15,000 homes in a month. All right, and I'm telling people, I said, I want you to think about something. Trump goes into an area, he rents an arena or what have you. He packs in, you know, 10, 15, 20,000 people there, however many the number is. But those people, you're not intruding on their property. You're not dropping papers on the front on their porch that they don't want there. They're coming out to hear this guy. They're driving to hear this guy. They're paying to see this guy. He's got, you know, he's hitting more people in an hour than our walkers are hitting in 3 weekends, right?
I agree. I've been saying that all election cycle. And you know how many rallies he had today? Five. Five rallies today.
She would have been sleeping after the second one. She would have been sleeping on the way to the second one, I'm sure.
Well, you know, Florida is a very intimate group of towns. It's not that wide. And you could really hit a lot. And I'm telling you, man, he is working overtime. Where's Hillary? She's sleeping in her Scooby van.
No, she's getting ready for the next debate that isn't happening.
Yeah, I think I could actually just see her getting a special formula of plasma, you know, intravenously put into her to keep her up.
Give her
the color she needs.
Now, you brought up earlier voter fraud, and we've had people on the show that actually work in there against voter fraud, and one of our friends with a company called True the Vote, just before she made some changes, they had petitioned the L.A. County voter registrar. There were 60,000. They could prove that they had 60,000 illegitimate, if you would, registrations. And you know what the registrar did about it? Absolutely nothing. Didn't even look into it.
Well, I'm not an operative, and I have access to the voter registration lists. So I could look. We have designated markers for super voters, which they vote in primaries, they vote in general elections and midterms. We have likely voters who just vote in the general elections. We have non-likely voters who don't vote. We have non-voters that don't vote at all and haven't voted in the last three cycles. So we have all those designations. I can print out a list of the million list of voters we have in Philadelphia, and I literally can print out a list of all the non-voters and put 100 people on a bus, give each person 20 names, and say Division 1, Division 2, Division 20.
Yep.
And then I can bus them around to 20 different divisions and turn that bus of 100 into 2,000 in one day.
I hear you.
That's because Philadelphia and in Pennsylvania we're not allowed to ask for voter ID. And so that's how easy it is. It's not hard at all. What we need is we need to have, because the courts are not going to permit it,
nope,
but we need volunteer groups to stand out outside of voter precincts with video cameras and put some fear into the criminals that are violating our election.
We can do it. We can do it here, but we have to be 100 feet away from the poll, wherever it's happening. Mm-hmm. We have witnesses that have seen the same van go from poll to poll to poll with the same people get out. And what happens is somebody goes in. And you guys, you know, you could be out there watching this. Don't leave this up to me and Scott. Right? You could be out there doing the same thing. You know, you don't have to rush to the poll and rush away. Hang out for an hour or two. Watch what happens. It's usually later on in the afternoon. You'll see people go in there. They're allowed to get the names of the people that haven't been there to vote. And usually legitimate campaigns will go back to the headquarters, or they'll call into their headquarters, and they'll get people to call those people to make sure they go vote. But what's happening in this case is they got a van full of about 12 people, and they say, here's the 12 names that haven't voted. We're 10 minutes away from poll closing. They're probably not going to show up. Get them here to vote. And they have that same van goes from place to place to place. They're stealing your vote. I mean, look at what happened to Bush and Gore in Florida, right? 500 votes called it.
That's so true. And, you know, in Kentucky, this is an actual thing that happened. There was a conviction and a sentence. And in Kentucky, this is a problem with early voting. Because I believe, like you, that you really need that privacy. You need to walk in, pull the curtain, and vote. Because then your vote can't be bought. But in Kentucky, a Democratic group spent 400, and this is well documented. You can see the video on this if you were to Google search a Fox News voter fraud. I think it's a Fox News video, insightful video, investigative report. And what they had was they spent $400,000 to buy 8,000 votes. And the people who sold the votes, some of them were really poor people, and they were being exploited. And they came out of the woodwork and they said, yes, I sold my vote for $25. They're doing that in Colorado for a head of pot.
Jeez. Just amazing. It's just amazing to me. And we keep letting it happen. We've got it on video. We have video. I don't remember what state it happened in, but the woman was stuffing the ballot box and they caught it on camera. And nothing happens. You know, my understanding, and from a little bit of the research I've done on it, is somebody has to admit to knowing that they've done voter fraud to pretty much make it happen. They have to admit and agree, and you have to prove while they're doing it that person knew they were voting with somebody else's ballot. It's crazy.
That is so true. But you know what? That's just only the tip of the iceberg. How many more minutes do we have?
You got about a minute before we go to break. If you want to hang out after the break, then we can pick it up on the other side.
Sure. Yeah, because I want to talk about some other things related to the polls and what we can expect with the rigging, how those two are combined.
Oh, please. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, in the last election when Obama, quote-unquote, won, I don't know how you win when 108% of the precinct turns out. Never happened in history. Listen, we got to go to a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
I could do this all day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, Joe. Yeah, this is good. I like it.
Yeah, it moves pretty quick. Most people say it moves pretty quick, so.
Yeah. There is an affordable
and it works for me, too, by moving pretty quick. I don't feel like I'm sitting here for 3 hours.
While providing right. With the yeah, now that could be tough, thing, like on a slow news day, and you don't have a lot of guests.
That allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Oh, but not be singing a song, please. You don't want it. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure. Hey, listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a chat room there. Also, there's a feed on Facebook, on our website, or our Facebook page. Come on, I'm an old guy. Bear with me here. But the reality is, when you head over to the website, I got a place you can put your email address. I send an email out once a week, and this isn't that big of a deal. I let you know who might be on the show. I let you know the topics we're going to be discussing. So if you do that, then you can be informed, and you can choose what nights to listen and what when you don't want to listen. We also have all our classic. We have no old podcasts, only classic podcasts up on the website, and everything is stored again, on YouTube, Ustream, or Facebook. You can grab all the video. Why anybody wants to watch radio? I don't know. It's all this new media garbage that I don't understand. Radio guys just want to talk. They don't want to be seen. But if I don't turn the camera on, you guys have a little bit of a fit. Although I do have a face for radio. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Red State Radio General Manager Scott Adams joins me. Also, Scott has his own show called The Scott Adams Show on Red State Radio. Scott, thanks for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Joe. It's great to be on the real side.
Always. Listen, you know, I got so much I want to talk to you about. I can't get to it all. But you know, one of the things, we were talking about voter fraud on the other side, and I think I was telling you during the break, before I got into radio, I was in computers for 22 years. I had a successful computer company that I sold. So it wasn't like, I closed the doors one day because I was done. But after being in the computers all those years, I do not want to do presidential voting, any voting for that matter, on computers. There's too many places they can play games. You've got a couple of stories about some of them, don't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, have you ever heard of George Soros?
George Soros. Rings a bell. I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, okay. Well, George Soros, we know what he's all about.
Right.
Well, George Soros has a guy he's very close with. It's I forget the guy's name. Lord something something or other. He owns a company called Smartmatic. Okay, this Lord, the chairman of a company called Smartmatic. Well, he's also the hedge fund manager for one of George Soros' hedge funds, and does a lot of other things with George Soros. So they're intimately connected, and George Soros has given him a lot of money, and this guy owns Smartmatic. Now, it's true that Smartmatic, it is a voting machine that is not playing in this election. However, Smartmatic bought out another company called Sequoia. Sequoia is widely used in our election system. Now, truth be told, they sold Sequoia after a few years, but what they were able to do was get the patents and the ROM chips, because these voting machines work with ROM chips.
Right.
And so it's been proven that you can actually rig a system within 7 minutes. Now, the first coincidence that I would ask myself is, what the heck is George Soros interested in voting machines for?
See.
And at this point, they've actually gotten their hands into the majority of voting machines in the world, literally in the world. And the guy that's part of the George Soros voting machine investment is in England. But there are plenty of voting machines in America that they're connected with. Now, that concerns me. That's number one. But then the second coincidence, the second shoe to drop, is that for the first time ever, someone from Chicago named Barack Obama, and we know about Chicago politics, decides to get the arrogant elitist Jay Johnson, who got his job because he donated to the Obama campaign by about $550,000. He's the head of the Department of Homeland Security. Well, for the first time ever, DHS and the federal government are going to protect and control, like Gestapo, the voting precincts in America. Now, my question is, what if, and this is just a hypothetical, what if George Soros got his hands involved with these election machines to where they could rig them within 7 minutes, which is what they've proven to be able to do, and someone like O'Keefe from Project Veritas would like to do an under investigation of these voting precincts, and is blocked by the armed guards associated with the federal government, so that there's no way to do the reporting and the investigative reporting and the investigative journalism to actually find out that the jig is up. So basically, it's really the fox guarding the hen house. So you rig the system, then you get the Gestapo, like Department of Homeland Security, to actually protect the rigging. And I think that might be what's going on. I'm not sure, but these two facts exist. And maybe you can put them together. I don't know. I don't have enough information to prove it.
Well, over the last couple of years, we've done two stories that are really, you know, from a computer standpoint, I can understand and believe. One was a young man that actually testified in front of the Florida legislature that he had rigged voting machines there at the request of the Florida Democratic Party, the state party, and he thought they were just testing something to fight the other side with, which was, if after you voted, what it did was it changed your vote. It gave you the outcome of the person you wanted, you know, people running the machine wanted, and then it would erase itself afterwards, so there was no way to check it, with the exception of the printout that you got at the very end to see who won. It was almost like a backup thing. And when he realized what was going on, he actually turned them in. And we never heard a lot about that because you know how mainstream media is with that. And then recently you saw that thing with the machines where what was it? It was 21. There were only 7 people that were voting, but it showed up with more than 7 people voting. A multitude went to the guy that they wanted to win. Wasn't that hard to do? And to your point about Smartmatic, they claimed that they had machines in Arizona, California, Colorado, Washington, D.C., Florida, Illinois, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, New Jersey, Nevada, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Washington, and Wisconsin, and has since removed that from their website. They don't have any information as to where, what states use them.
Granted, what happened was they brought out Sequoia, which is another company, and they're trying to get away with it through Snopes and say that they're not involved, but they're involved. You don't do things unilaterally. You do things kind of like in a step-by-step, you know, 3 steps removed from the perpetration, you know, the crime. That's the thing.
I'm just saying, anybody who believes what Snopes has to say, you really need to have your meds checked.
Right.
Sincerely.
Here's the kicker. So they could do exactly what you said was going on with some of those machines, that funny business. And then you got DHS guarding the machines. So then you can take 7 minutes and put the old ROM chip back in that makes it work perfectly. And then when the machines get inspected, yep, they calibrated just fine, sir.
Yeah. No kidding, right? And being a computer for years, like I said, it was not when the programmer was talking about writing a program that could take the votes in and change them in such a fashion. You know, if you wanted a 51 outcome in favor of your guy, it wasn't hard to do. And you and I both know, you know, when it comes to basic computer, because most of the machines run basic computer systems. And I don't know what it was, 6 or 7 years ago in New York, they were actually handing chips from those machines. They were putting them in envelopes, specially sealed envelopes, like the ones you get from the bank, and putting them in taxi cabs and sending them back to the counting locations. I'm thinking, really? We can't use a sheriff's car for that or a police car for that? We used a taxi cab? You got to be out of your mind.
No, we really have to. And you know what I think has to happen? I think we need to do very exhaustive election polling. I think that people need to actually figure, you know, do advanced election polling so that we can talk to the people walking out of the precincts and get a real good handle on who's voting for who. And that needs to happen. But I would like to say one last thing, and I think that this goes to motive. What's their motive? And the motive is, if Hillary gets elected, she appoints within 3 months Scalia's replacement. Now, you remember when Barack Obama issued the executive order to give amnesty to over 15 million illegals. Well, also, Hillary wants to increase the refugees by 550%. So with Scalia's replacement, if it's Hillary's replacement, then what's going to happen is they're going to approve that executive order that's still on the books, and we're going to have 15 to 30 million people, and then you add open borders into the equation, you're going to have untold millions of people that are going to be coming into our country and being bused to states like Georgia and Florida and Texas and Arizona and Ohio, and it's going to make those states not competitive anymore for the Republicans, and it's going to be game over for the Republicans. And then the next shoe to drop is going to be that the Democrats could pretty much do whatever they want without any contestants.
Well, it's interesting that they have to. They feel like they have to. If they, you know, they're so righteous, they feel like they're so right. They feel like they understand all this, or they're the right people for the job. They can't seem to convince the people. And I say that because it seems like the only thing they can do is cheat, steal, and fudge all this stuff to win. If they're getting ready to cheat, if they're getting ready to play games, that means that they're feeling like they're going to lose. But yet, if they're so righteous, if they're so right, why can't they win? Why don't they believe in themselves? You got about 30 seconds for that one.
All right. Well, Gerald, that's a great question. But you know what? I wanted to actually bring in my co-host and say hello to you. She's a big fan of your work and your show. Leonore Cravota, she's my co-host for the Scott Adams Show that airs every morning on Red State Talk Radio at 8 in the morning.
Leonore, how you doing? And thanks for being with me. And guess what? You can't hear it, but that's the bumper music. We'll have to have you both back on next time.
Okay.
And this time, instead of sitting there, jump in. Don't let Scott do all the talking. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back. A lot coming up the next hour. I'm not telling you. You got to tune in to find out. We'll be right back.